The purpose of the Crime Beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in North Delta and other files of interest. April 29, 8200 Block Swenson Way. Complainant called to report their vehicle was broken into while parked in front of a business. The driver's side window was broken and approximately $100 in small various hand tools taken. Approximately $300 damage to vehicle. April 29, 11700 86th Avenue. Complainant reported the theft of two Amazon packages from the front porch of the residence. CCTV footage captured an unknown suspect arrive in Chevrolet Blazer, then removing packages from residence. Suspect identity obscured by hoodie. April 30, 9100 Block 117th Street. Complainant reported the theft of catalytic converter from their vehicle parked in the driveway of the residence. CCTV footage shows a dark-colored vehicle drive by the residence, and then two unknown males loitering around the driveway. Images not suitable for suspects or vehicle identification. May 1, Public Safety Building, 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported they had lost $1,750 in cryptocurrency scam after speaking with an online company regarding employment. The complainant was instructed to transfer funds prior to employment with a promise funds would be returned after employment was obtained. Fraudulent email address obtained and forwarded to Police Cyber Division. May 3, Public Safety Building, 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported they had received a call from a Manitoba area code stating the caller was from the Government of Canada. The complainant was asked to deposit $900 into a Bitcoin machine on 120th Street or the family would be deported. Police confirmed with complainant the incident was fraudulent. May 5, Public Safety Building, 11375 84th Avenue. Complaint reported they had been the victim of multiple fraudulent transactions worth approximately $73,000 in a Facebook lottery scam. The complainant was contacted through a friend's cloned Facebook account, and made the transactions at different banks before asking family member for additional funds to deposit who advised of the scam. Documentation provided to Cyber Division.